Do you remember learning in kindergarten that beautiful poem by Christina Rossetti, the founder of the Montessori schools? You know the poem that begins, "What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd give him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I'd do my part. What can I give him, poor as I am?" I received a Christmas card from my friends, the Nashville Dominicans, the wonderful Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia in Nashville. And it's a homemade card. It was a hand drawing on the front, and there was a postulant, there was a novice in a white veil, and there was a professed sister in a black veil, and they were coming before Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus in the arms of Mary. And the caption underneath says, "They came to him bearing gifts, the gold of chastity, the myrrh of poverty, and the frankincense of obedience. What can I give him, poor as I am? I can give him the moor of poverty, to give God my things, my possessions, so he owns everything in my life. I can give him the gold of chastity and give him my fruitfulness, that part of me that's life-giving, that part of me that has the power to be a co-creator with him. I can give him the frankincense of obedience. I can give God my will, my freedom to decide, my freedom to do what I want. I can give him a generous will to do what he wants." These consecrated religious from Nashville did what St. Gregory of Nazianzen says we should do. "Let us offer him not only gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but spiritual gifts more sublime than those which can be seen with the eyes." Do you remember how Christina Rossetti finishes her poem? "What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd give him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I'd do my part. What can I give him? I give him my heart. What can I give him? I give him my heart." The heart, the center, the most important, essential part. The heart represents the totality of the human person. What can I give him? I give him my heart, myself. And the tendency is, I don't know about you, but the tendency is for me to hold something back. To say, well, he's not going to get that part of me. I'm going to save that part for me. He's not going to get all of me. I'm just going to give him, you know, maybe an hour on Sunday, maybe an hour of adoration, maybe, but the rest of it is mine. He's not going to be Lord of my money, or he's not going to be Lord of my family, or he's not going to be Lord at work. I'm not going to give him everything. I think that's a danger on our part. We think that if we give our entire self over to God, that we'll be left with nothing. Pope Benedict XVI, in his glorious homily during the imposition of the pallium and the conferral of the fisherman's ring way back in 2005, says this: "Are we not perhaps afraid to give up something significant, something unique, something that makes life so beautiful? If we let Christ into our lives, we lose nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing of what makes life free, beautiful, and good. Do not be afraid of Christ. He takes nothing away, and he gives you everything. When we give ourselves to him, we receive 100-fold in return." What can I give him? Poor as I am, if I were a shepherd, I'd give him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I'd do my part. What can I give him? I give him my heart. Don't be afraid to give God your heart. Don't be afraid to give him everything. The poet John Bunyan said in Pilgrim's Progress, a man there was, though some did count him mad, the more he cast away, the more he had. A man there was, though some did count him mad, the more he gave away, the more he had. The more you give yourself to Jesus, the paradox is, the more you will have. You remember, of course, the classic O. Henry short story, The Gift of the Magi. You remember the story well, I'm sure. Jim and Della were willing to sacrifice their greatest treasure to show their love for each other. Jim sells his pocket watch to get a set of ivory combs for Della's long, beautiful hair. And Della cuts her hair to give Jim a platinum chain for his watch. And at the end of the story, O. Henry comments, and he writes this. The Magi, as you know, were wise men, wonderfully wise men, who brought gifts to the babe in the manger. They invented the art of giving Christmas presents. Being wise, their gifts were no doubt wise ones. But in a last word to the wise of these days, let it be said that of all who give gifts, these two were the wisest. Of all who give and receive gifts, such as they are the wisest. They are the Magi. Why? Because they give everything. They give their heart to each other. They give what was most precious to their beloved. And the more they cast away, the more they had. What can I give him? Poor as I am, I don't have that much to bring. I don't have gold or frankincense or myrrh to offer you, Jesus my King. All I have is just a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine. I don't have much to offer you, Jesus, but what I do have, I give to you generously, totally. I give you my heart. I offer you me, dear Jesus, my entire self. And so when the priest offers the bread, we offer ourselves right there on the altar. And when the priest offers the wine, we offer ourselves. That's our gift. We put our thoughts, our words, our actions, our memory, our understanding, our freedom, and we place it on the paten, and we pour our lives into the chalice. This offering of ourselves is even more precious than gold, frankincense, and myrrh. As we pray in the prayer over the gifts today, look with favor, Lord, on these gifts of your church in which are offered not gold, frankincense, or myrrh. Look with favor, Lord, on these gifts of your church, not gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So what are the gifts we offer us? Myself, my sacrifices, my love. Accept, Lord, not gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Lord, accept me. My hopes and dreams, my joys and sufferings, my heartaches, my setbacks, my fears, everything. And when you give your entire self to Jesus, when you don't hold anything back, when you give Jesus your heart, the paradox is you get everything in return. As St. Edith Stein says, in return for these gifts, the divine child gives us himself. The best gift of all, his total self, body, blood, soul, and divinity.